Sean Parnell, in what may be one of his final acts as governor, has reappointed Unalakleet's Donna Erickson to the state's Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. First nominated 3 years ago, this will be Erickson's second term on the council, which she says plays an important role in addressing a troubling and persistent issue throughout Alaska.
We look at all of the programs that the state has to offer for all of the wellness issues regarding domestic violence and sexual assault in the state. We look at the budget and decide where the funds go for different programs, and we have a huge service that are behind the scenes, and we have to make big decisions for the whole state regarding the safety of the people.
Erickson's seat represents rural communities of fewer than 7,500 people outside of the road and rail systems connecting Anchorage and Fairbanks. She says her experience in the Norton Sound gives her a unique perspective on helping the council guide state policies and spending.
Most of the board are from urban cities, and we have a different lifestyle out in the bush, and we have to rely on air travel. We don't have the bed facilities in the villages, so our clients have to be flown to Nome, and we work with the Alaska State Troopers, and my perspective on the board is knowing how vital it is to have help and that the funds do filter down to the village level in the state.
For 25 years, Erickson worked as a safe home for women, children, and men escaping domestic violence and sexual assault in the Norton Sound. She also spent several years as a board member for the Bering Sea Women's Group. She acknowledges the issues of domestic violence and sexual assault are many, but she says progress is happening.
The money that goes to Kowarik Wellness, or many of the wellness programs in the state, are funneled through this council. So there's a lot of good things happening in the state of Alaska. We're trying to turn around all of our stats that we have of domestic violence and sexual assault. There's a lot of healing going on in the villages. So we do a lot of things behind the scenes, and I'm real happy to serve on this board.
In addition to Erickson, another Norton Sound resident received reappointment from Governor Parnell, Nome's Tom Vaden, who works with health aid training at Norton Sound Health Corporation and with the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department, was reappointed to a seat on the State Emergency Response Commission. His seat is reserved for a member of a local emergency planning committee.